Captain America.
Good evening, Southern Garrett. This is Shelly Campbell here at the Forest Festival. I'm on IA Visual. Wish you the best of luck. I am starting out with the wind players on side one between the 40 and 30 yard lines. Okay, slow turn. Shaping of the body by baritone shaping of the body as we pull the piccolo in. Very individualized efforts here. Watching as we have the snare running with extending. I would say if we can get that snare to kind of stand up a little taller through the hips and shoulders, that'll help him extend through the arms. Okay, wondering a little bit how our piccolo connects way out here. Okay. Oh, maybe that's a nuance. I think that's a nuancement for the upstairs people. So let's disregard that last comment. Sampling auxiliary single arm effort as they work up and over. Watch control, though, once we bring that back up. Yeah, really strong tension moment there with the quick directional changes from the auxiliary. It's a longer freeze for them while stationary. Yeah, that was a really nice moment for them. The one thing I would say take a look at is they lift up and over with that right arm. When they need to come back, we're having some clarity issues with how they come back. And it's the toaster. Does it go straight up? Does it go through a stretch out in front? With our bass drums, strong control of style from our bass drums. We did have bass drums resolving that phrase at different times, so that's something to take a look at. Their style, though, I give you credit that it was very similar from person to person. And the control of space is strong. Okay, as we have the directional change to them pull the bass drums forward, that seemed to catch them a little bit off guard. But what I did appreciate prior to that is the bass drum's awareness of how to control the space in front of them so that they can move backwards and control that spacing by looking ahead. Sampling the saxophones as they're pulling back. Large step sizes here while playing. Very large interval from our saxophones. At times become slightly inconsistent. Just something that I think with time will solidify. But being aware that how do you work with such a large interval and then how do you contract that interval through the transition? Sampling the auxiliary, working with some drop spins as they push forward. Okay, effort change with the single hand as they lift up and over. The auxiliary really explores different planes through this phrase. Okay, posturally, within the band proper and the auxiliary, appreciate the expressiveness with which they're placing that hand on like the back of their hip. So that's clearly a trained skill. Okay, be careful auxiliary as we come off. You want to make sure that you're controlling your body through that whole transition forward. Watching this develop from the band proper as we work through the phrase stop mid-phrase for the shift side to side while playing. Trying to get out of the way. I think Batman's coming at me. Okay, auxiliary entered. Quick steps as we have them enter and now pulling backwards while moving an arc around. Quick directional change handled well from a weight perspective by the auxiliary. Very large steps backwards as we bring the brass back. Minor issues controlling the pulse as we did that. And then we have to understand how to control our weight. If we're pushing back with such energy, how do we control that directional change so we don't kind of force ourselves forward and get caught off guard as the wind's currently between the 40 and 45, just three inside the 45 did. With that phrase. Okay, use of the turn to add to your vocabulary, performers. Right around the 50 seem to understand where the shoulder facings needed to be. Expanding our intervals here with winds between the 45s. Yeah, let's just take a look at how do we bring the piccolo, contra, and Barry sax around. I was watching these big intervals open up with the rest of the ensemble, but then I saw tightness here on the left, and I'm not sure the performers understood. And I think that affected us as we needed to pull the contra and the Barry sax through. Not sure that they created that interval space when you needed them to. So that's something maybe we can talk about. Okay. Locking in for this hold here. The clarity of the direction of the shoulders, much appreciated. Soloist working in the center. Ambidexterity through the freeze. Okay, band proper, stationary as we begin this song. Okay, pull large steps as we pull our saxophone forward toward our drum major. Okay, not quite sure what our spacing is supposed to be here. As I'm looking across the front, we pulled that one saxophone really far over to the 45, and maybe we're missing someone. I'm going to go with that. If we're not, then that's something that you want to take a look at. Okay, watching our piccolos, low brass, pulling back on an angle, connecting freezes as we continue, some going backwards, some going forward. Watch the directional change within the low brass there to make sure they understand how to control the weight through that. Auxiliary working with some drop spins. Yeah, this is a nice phrase for your auxiliary. The use of the contraction through that auxiliary phrase really added to the expressive quality as I saw performers tuck that flag kind of under their arm, contract through the stomach, and then expand again. So that certainly adds to the expressive range for your performers, and appreciate that understanding. Again, working with some large intervals here within our saxophones, trumpets. Yeah, one thing, just be careful as we ask performers in the auxiliary to go forward to change equipment. They seem haphazard and not necessarily as professional. We know they're done, but can they stand up as they come forward and control that better? That's really what I'm looking forward to, the control of the body as they're transitioning to the front sideline. Okay, watching our percussion here. Strong control of intervals with our percussion as they're moving and playing. Yeah, but there, let's see. Can we control that phrase so that we can halt the phrase together? You're so open in the back of the field. It's very easy for me to see and appreciate your control of pulse. Let's make sure, though, that we can control that all the way through to the resolution of the phrase. Okay, with the winds up here on the front left side. Oh, caught off guard by step one there. Winds first three in front. Large step sizes here. A little unclear where our horns are at this point from the time we slid them over. Where do our horns go? Yeah, that was nicely controlled by the auxiliary working there in the front right side. I caught the first four there. Yeah, as I'm watching this, I'm watching the low brass saxophones and contra. So where is the bell of the horn? Are we supposed to have someone inside the 40 turn to the drum major and the baritone outside the 40 face to the front? Those are the things. I don't care what you pick. I'm just looking for clarity so I can know that it's a trained skill. Larger step sizes here as we pull. Okay, that's something I think they're still training. That last set, the build to that last set, as we pulled some wind members back to behind the front hash with some large step sizes, they're still struggling to understand how to control that while moving and playing. So not something that I'm concerned about really from, you know, compatibility. Can they do it? They certainly can, but it is under rehearsed at this point. Enjoyed your performance today, Southern Garrett. There's some really good things happening out there. Caught some good moments from our auxiliary. They can continue to develop by understanding how to control the body with quick directional changes in their equipment. There were moments where that kind of stood out as something for them to address in the coming weeks, as well as our transitions. Want to make sure that we can transition to the front sideline and control that. I don't care how you do it, as long as it looks as though you're in control of your body and not losing that level of professionalism that you show me while you're out on the field. Within the band proper, rich variety from how we use intervals and step sizes to show what our performers are capable of doing. That being said, there are moments when you challenge them and you stretch them to the extreme with really large step sizes or larger intervals, and they're not always setting those up for you. So I pointed out some moments on my recording and that I hope will be of help to you. Continue to work with performers to really understand where phrases stop and start, so we don't have them resolving phrases before we really need them to. Help them to understand how to work through that full range of phrase. Wish you the best of luck.